December 12th. This is a public hearing for the, school budget for the municipal budget committee. So would y'all please stand for the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Okay, so we have extra copies of the budget over there if any of you don't have them. So we'll start off with public input for the proposed budget.
What am I looking at?
This is the revised budget.
Okay, thank you.
So Amy went in and revised it after our last meeting.
And then it'll tell you which items were cut.
Okay.
From 133.
Okay, thank you.
So like 72 from those.
Okay, got it.
No public comment? Okay. I want to wait for Todd, so.
Can we?
Maybe what you want to say?
Do we vote again on the budget tonight?
It's up to us. That's up to us.
So if somebody wants to make a motion to discuss something and.
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
See, we have public comment. There's no public comment, but that still doesn't bar us from reconsidering our previous vote.
Okay.
Question.
Like anybody can.
Steph, the 2020 warrant you gave us, what it is there, I don't know where it came from. Should I presume that implies that you do not have any other warrant articles that would be going on your warrant?
Correct. We're not asking to raise and appropriate any funds for projects. Just the teacher's contract, the operating budget, and people who are running for re-election.
Can I say something?
Sorry, election.
Yeah, you could say something.
About the budget, and I think taking into consideration what the town went up and all the warrant articles, and I mean, I know that it was a cut in the budget, but when you guys see what the town went up and all the warrant articles in the town, we were afraid that if you kept your budget, I thought you would definitely be left with your default, to be perfectly honest with you, because I really, there's quite a bit for the town that is being asked for, a fire truck and two roads, and I just worry that it was such a large increase in the town, and then with the school and all the other warrant articles, I was afraid that seeing your large budget number, people would have automatically voted it down and given you your default budget.
Understood.
And that happens in this town quite a bit. So, you know, like, I think the rationale, once I talked to someone after, was, you know, if they cut it now and it was close to the default, it had a better chance than if it was way over and people saw your default, they would have just said no. At least that's how
I didn't add up what we voted on last night, the town's warrant articles, but in my head, it's going to be close to $1 million.
How many warrant articles is on the town side?
They didn't number them.
No, we did 22.
28.
Okay. So there's a fire truck for 322.
You know what's going to happen with all those warrant articles,
there's
right?
There's a road. There's two different roads. So we were, after when someone pulled me aside, the reason, you know, they voted down the school budget quite a bit before. So we were afraid seeing it so much.
Yeah. Can I ask a quick question?
Of course.
So we're still
in the public comment phase.
Sue, on the town side, are they, the roads are for paving, I'm assuming, some of the gravel roads?
Yeah, it's for Courier Road and Healy Road.
Okay.
I think it was 150 for Healy Road and 200 for Courier Road.
It. So it's a regular 150.
Yep.
Courier Road is extra. That's an extra
because
amount.
Typically, there's a warrant article for 150 every year, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's for Healy.
And then in addition to that, there's Courier.
There's 200 for phase one for Courier.
Okay.
But Courier has cost the town more than that in upkeep,
right.
So that's why he wanted to go with
fixing
it.
Now, also keep in mind, with all the warrant articles, and I can give you my copy if you want.
Yeah, that's fine.
With all of these, this does not include CYAA, It does not include any petition, and we know we're gonna get, or I assume, one from CYAA.
Theirs is like 17.5 usually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there are other ones, but if you wanna.
Yeah, if you have a copy, that's great. Thanks. I couldn't make it last night, so.
That's all right.
Thank you.
I could use around the holidays.
It's the regular.
So.
We're at 6%, I think the increase was.
So was that, so Lynn, just, was that sort of the consent of the board? Was that if we kept that number close, it's more likely to pass?
Well, there were several, there were other issues that we discussed.
Right.
That was one issue. The other thing that we looked at is the historical surplus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, we don't want to make you unable to do your job. So we looked at the historical surplus, and this is less than the historical surplus. So,
well, we cut a lot too. We cut 100 on our own. Draw.
Except that you're going to take that out of a. I thought you said you were going to take that 100 out of the.
So we have approximately $2.75 million renovation, or not renovations.
HVAC,
stuff like that.
Air handling units that have been deferred maintenance, we'll call it that.
What we usually put in the budget is like asbestos replacement, window replacement, stuff that's not on the mechanical side, the electrical side, all that. So when this budget has pretty much nothing, from what I write, March, it has nothing in for normal building improvements, so no windows, no asbestos, no new.
So we're going to have to alternatively fund those projects.
On top of, because we already have.
Right. But I realize you budget for things, but there's certain categories that are almost always, there's a surplus.
Right.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah, health insurance and high school tuition, and I don't expect you to take those out of your budget, but we understand that those.
I think historically, and Stephanie, I don't know the number off the top of my head, but we've given back close to
about three. It has been high.
Closer to three.
Well, I went back 3 years. Cause
so what's the average?
I don't, the average is $259,992 over the last 3 years.
Got it.
Does that include the MS-25 number that gets back, or
this
is that
this is
just off of the
this is the surplus minus the encumbrances.
Okay.
So it's actually been more than that, because the MS-25 has the final number. No, because I know this year was 300 and something. Year before that was
But then we had to take out the encumbrances.
Right.
So it came up to 270,000. Yeah.
I'll have to look at that, because I. Even after
it was 374.
It was
374 or something like that, I think. And then the encumbrances came to 106,000.
It was over three that we gave back this year.
Well, we talked about this before, and
it's on the MS-25 because we had additional income.
So it was around 300,000. I think we can all agree it was around.
Yeah.
Maybe
I
have
the
exact number.
If we're going the wrong way,
yeah,
it'd be more of an issue.
Yeah. So it's. Last year, last year was 397,000,
right.
And the year before was 111.
Yes, we are.
So,
yep.
That's
yeah.
That was just the historical.
So, and just for my edification, since I wasn't at the other meeting, what were some of the other reasons for that $133,000 cut?
Well, we still have the continual concern that the cost goes up for the decreasing population. Now, I understand you can't cut off part of the building or take away a part of a person, but like a half a cruiser and a cruiser.
Yeah.
But our concern is that the way that cost goes up. And the other concern is that next year we start from the budget that we approve this year. Okay, so if we say we know you guys will give us the money back, so we'll leave a couple extra $100,000 in there, that's our starting point for next year. With that, when we start looking at the budget for the following year. So if we just pare it down a little bit, it helps us start next year with a, I don't know what to call
You'll
it.
You'll still have your actual expenses for next year.
Oh,
on
yes,
the report,
we will.
Regardless of how much money goes back.
And I think that's fine, just as long as people are aware that, you know, that 259,000 or close to 300, will likely not be that. As we
absolutely
won't be giving that much back next year.
Yeah, yeah.
And we would rather
meeting.
You not do that.
So,
take it and do what you need to
right.
do.
Right.
With that, we would rather not have the money back.
Yeah, like in this June, if we have to take that money to do what we wanted.
If you
want to
encumber
to
it
do.
For some of the projects, that's.
And as long as everyone is okay with that and understands that.
Oh,
I,
absolutely.
That's fine. I just want to make sure that was understood. So,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
the budget we're working off of now is in line with previous.
Right.
So if we're able to encumber that extra or fund balance on some of the projects that we're hoping for in this budget.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that was the expectation.
Okay.
So
and that's borrowing. We don't have any insurance. Stuff like that.
Well.
Yeah.
If you want me to be honest as far as word about town, which doesn't really mean anything, it's what happens at the voting that counts. There's a large concern because the population is dropping, so they understand that you need to keep a building going. We just lost our water heater and our furnace in this past week in this building. But what I've been hearing is that the population in Candia, the residents are going up. So I'm sure we're over 4,000 something once the census is done. And the population at school is going down. While you still need to maintain a building, there is a lot of talk, which kind of, it worries me where you're putting the teacher's contract, about the amount of teachers, the amount of kids in the classroom. There has been talk, and personally, I understand this part, with being administration heavy for this amount of kids, things like that. So that's the only, if you want to be honest, that's what's happening.
And I would just say, you know, to counter that a little bit to the demographic, you know, study that we had done
yeah.
shows that will probably turn, you know, I think our numbers are going to increase probably over the next 5 to 10 years. And
mm-hmm.
we, like we said before, we still have a building we have to maintain. Those costs don't go down just because there's less kids, right?
So right, but I think that they feel,
yep.
I think that, and not everybody, but a lot of, the majority of the people feel, then in 5 to 10 years, hire more teachers.
Turning that back into the budget once you take it out, though, I think everyone knows that. You know, you have a couple of years where you take that number out and then you try to get it back and you see a spike.
I'm curious.
That's
it might be,
but
that's,
and
again, we have an aging
yep.
population, so of
Understood.
Course, everyone
yeah.
would want to
so,
make sure the roads are fixed, probably,
yeah.
instead of having 11.
I see both sides of it,
yes.
so I'm not arguing, I'm just...
Yeah, I just want to tell you what the scuttlebutt is.
Yep.
Let's just put
so
it
So that's
in.
The scuttlebutt. Why does nobody come to school board meetings or the
Because they don't have to.
Or the
just
public hearing.
They don't have to. They come in March, and that's when they'll let you know
mm-hmm.
what they think.
Or if they have, like, we want you to cut teachers, and...
They'll
I mean,
come in March, and that's what they're...
Yeah, and the community has been very supportive of
yes.
the school budget.
Always.
I don't see that changing, and that's
mm-hmm.
why I'm not
yeah.
disagreeing with your cut. I'm just trying to better understand it
no.
and give you some perspective from... You know, the other side. If I didn't do that, then I wouldn't be doing my job.
Right.
Right. But we hear a lot of complaints about
yep.
the town infrastructure and why are we spending so much money on... And we have a young child
and,
here, so I really don't want to say
and
it, but
I know I'm
the youth.
Right.
And
right.
you know, nobody seems to care about the other people
no.
or the roads we travel
And more
on.
Things are going to Warren article. I didn't realize there was going to, you know, we had this many on the town side. And that's a lot.
We usually don't, and some of them are not monetary.
Yeah.
But again, we don't have the CYA. We don't have, I don't know how many others are coming.
Yeah.
You know, we'll know that January 14th.
Okay.
I just had one question, and I know the answer, but I just have to hear it. The total on the operating budget is larger than what we voted on. And that's because of the food service
mm-hmm.
and the
mm-hmm.
and the, yeah okay
you didn't want to vote on that number, you wanted to vote on the
we voted on right
general fund total.
Right
yeah
right so then you add in the grants and the food service yeah okay I just,
yeah
okay any more public comment?
I got a comment, and I'm the public, I guess. That, the whole issue of the cost per student is a bogus issue. All we need to do is get a couple hundred kids into town. And the ratio will go down.
Less common sense.
Well, all right, let's get some kids in town.
We're building as
help
much.
Well, the problem is the houses that people are choosing to
yeah.
build
yeah,
start.
400,
well,
450,000.
Yeah. Do your part.
No, no more babies here.
No more this
do
time.
Do your part.
Yeah,
you do your part.
It's not affordable.
I got a college
housing.
Age.
It's not affordable housing.
I got college.
Yeah, we're not doing starter homes.
I can think of a significant number of ways that we can get more people in town that have kids.
But that's we're
yeah,
not
that,
dealing
that,
with any
that's
issue
separate,
just in Candia. That's
yeah.
an issue everywhere.
Yeah.
You get a tax break if you have
a
kid.
Candia is not the only town who's dealing with that issue.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
it is,
it's a statewide.
It is a statewide
yeah,
issue.
A statewide
I mean,
problem.
So we can't fix that problem here. We can only, you know,
and
keep this school running at the level that it's running at, which
like
we don't want it to decrease.
Deerfield has a lot of building. A lot has had a lot. Now they're going to have, they're looking at a new school. They're looking at, you know, high school. I mean, and the people over there, their taxes are out of control and they're furious. Auburn just built a new school, and you're familiar with Auburn, ladies. And they are all, and again, maybe not at the meetings, but if you go on any of the social media place, you know, Auburn social media community page, they are having a fit because of the cost. So it's a hard thing to balance. You know, it's our responsibility and...
Deerfield and Auburn are both anti-business coming into their towns too.
Oh, really?
Heavily.
Well, okay. Any other public comment? Okay. Then I will close the public comment portion, and we can decide if we want to revisit the budget or stick with what we've got. Is there any...
I was going to propose that we add money back in, but listening to Jody, I think we're probably safe to stay where we are.
Okay.
Especially when
they came in with the exact same number that we asked them to come up with. What else are you going to ask them for? They say they're not going to have any more warrant articles. They might encumber some money, and that's outside the realm of what anybody's going to vote for. What do we got to discuss?
Well,
I have a question. If the salaries don't go through... because people believe that that's a way to protest the amount of staff. What happens then? Do you go back to the, I think you go back to the bargaining?
You mean the collective bargaining agreement?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'd have to go back to negotiations,
okay.
but essentially teachers would not have a contract.
Right.
They'd start out next year with
right.
no contract, which is not a good thing.
No.
Oh, no, I agree. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
I'm just asking because
yeah.
I think... people think that if
right.
they cut the budget some more, that, you know, because they're...
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good place to do it, just based on,
no.
if you've seen in the news with Manchester having several years of no contract,
mm-hmm.
they've lost I don't know how many teachers as a result of that. Teachers just don't feel comfortable in an environment like that when they don't have, you know, that mechanism in place. So... yeah, so that wouldn't...
But
that
I
wouldn't
advertise that as such if they want to lose teachers. So maybe there's another way to word that so that
right.
particular warrant doesn't suffer...
It's not that much of an increase.
So this is... it's a 2% cost
yeah,
of living
like,
for this contract.
What do they expect them to get?
Yeah,
so,
like seriously.
Like,
it's
I mean,
yeah. most
if
of
I get
masters,
a raise and it's less than 2%, I'm thinking...
No.
Like,
I think
this
like
is
the
only a 2%
cost
of
living
yeah.
is like,
percent.
What, 5?
I think it's the amount of teachers, the amount of staff. I don't want to say teachers. I think it's the amount of staff.
But they don't know the amount of staff that's in here.
Yeah. Well,
like on
think,
this warrant
yeah,
article,
how
are they going to know? How do they
you
know?
I don't know how they are. I'm not, I know the
well,
amount of staff.
They're not here, so
yeah.
I don't think we have to speak for them.
We don't.
Because
no,
they're
I'm
not
just
here.
Saying, I wonder how the townspeople think that they know how many, because like we didn't replace Mrs. Lindsay. There was a retirement we didn't replace.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think they're probably aware of it.
Okay, we're going to discuss
right?
this separately when we
not
get...
Not yet.
They're whole for next
no,
because
that's a whole separate issue.
Okay,
they
so
stay,
just the budget.
So
the
this
same
is
number,
for,
right?
This
the number
is
of
for.
Teachers was the same. Didn't we ask that?
Yeah,
the
yeah, it's the same.
Yeah.
31.
Yeah.
31,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
But we're going to discuss that separately. Because we do the budget and then the warrant article. So is there...
Do you need a motion?
Well, I don't...
Well,
we'll have a motion to just to...
That's E31 staff.
Just to... make it clear.
Not discussed.
If somebody, yes, then we want to keep what we got, I guess.
I will make a motion to keep what we have.
We want to stick with the bus.
Stick with the.
I will second that.
Okay, and Sue seconds it? Okay, all in favor? It's unanimous. Okay, so we stick with the budget we have. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Okay. Okay, now there's really only one warrant article. Why is it so much higher in the first year?
Catch up.
Or is it 2% every year?
It's 2% every year.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the first year.
I think that's what it was. So there's a
the first
yeah.
year.
So there's a 1 year retirement incentive.
The $25,000.
I think it's 20. Yeah. I think was it 30?
Is it 20 or 25
or 30?
25.
Yeah.
20
so that's 25. Reflected in that in the first year. That
oh, okay. So that's one retirement.
And it's a one. It's only 1 year over the 3 year term. We didn't do all. I think there was talk of 3 years. An incentive, but we did 1 year over the 3 years.
Okay.
So if a teacher wanted to take advantage of that and retire, you know, a little early.
It has to be this year?
It would have to be in the, for them.
Or 2021.
Right. It'd have to be right next year's, correct. They'd have to put their notice in October for then the retirement, correct.
But they all get it. I mean, they don't, it's not a one-time deal. Every teacher that retires
this
gets that.
This is an incentive. So
but,
it's an additional
it's an
amount.
Additional.
In addition to the 20 that they already get?
I believe.
Yes, but that's correct.
Why are we incentivizing them?
So there could be a case where you've got some teachers who are waiting to retire for 4 or 5 more years, but they're, so this could be an incentive for them to choose to retire.
You know, I'm sorry, Matt. We've been hearing this story for, I can't tell you.
You don't apologize to me. I'm just giving
well,
you
I try to be understanding.
Yep.
I've been doing this for 10 years, and we keep hearing that we want to get these teachers out, and we're going to hire newer teachers, and it'll the cost
have.
Will go down.
Yeah. We have.
And it cost over them.
This is...
Cost.
This $25,000... When I was working, back in the olden days, an incentive was for somebody who was not eligible to retire. Okay, so we want to get rid of you. You've been around too long. So we're going to give you this $25,000 incentive. But teachers that are eligible to retire just retire whenever they feel like it, and
they
still... They
don't. That's not true.
But if they're good, you don't need them to.
So,
and if they're not good, they should be
wait,
gone.
But they still get the $25,000 when they retire.
Well, after
right,
due process and
so
legal
there,
cases.
So
and
I would,
not,
I would disagree and say that there are some teachers
unfortunately.
Who could retire, but they choose to stay on for several more years.
So
if there's an incentive in the contract for them to take advantage of that earlier, that's why it's in there. This was actually proposed by the teachers' union, and we actually negotiated that number down.
So what are we talking about here?
We've had a significant decrease in the poor teachers in the Candia School
mm-hmm.
over the last 5-10 years. Significant numbers of them.
Well, because it's gone from 500 kids to 290 or whatever.
Kids, teachers who retired, and those retired high values, high salaried teachers were replaced by less.
Yes, they were.
And that's typically
well, that's
absolutely.
There's at least two in the high school that I can think of, but there's been another
high school.
But so can
she
you
meant,
are,
he meant middle, Mrs.
Wait,
Suckley.
So Matt, can
yeah.
you just do the math of your adopted budget in 1920 for teacher salaries, and then your budget for teacher salaries in 2021? If that number ultimately, the decrease in that number is greater than the $25,000 incentive, then it would be beneficial to run this program. And if it's not, then it would be cost prohibitive, right? Am I,
yep.
So, and it looks like their teacher salaries then, if they stay whole on salaries,
yep.
and the salaries are going down,
yeah.
then,
a lot.
Then they are flipping, it seems to make sense that they are flipping an expensive teacher for a not to say it like that, because I don't
no,
mean to
but,
say it
but
like
that.
That. But that's what they're doing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
another whole teacher.
But you cannot always assume that the teacher would not retire were it not
anyway,
for the
exactly.
incentive.
And you also,
I guess that
okay.
doesn't really matter, though, because at the end of the day, it's proven out of the math. So whether they did or didn't, I guess it's
yeah.
they did.
Yeah, but they might have retired anyway, and we wouldn't have spent the $25,000. So.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I thought we were up 350.
So this is.
And I can tell you this because I can't go back to tell you what happened in negotiations, but that number was negotiated down from what the proposal was. So I can share that.
Okay, so.
We did our due diligence during the process.
So that extra represents one teacher. Not a name, but a teacher. That extra in the budget for 2020 to 2021, that's retirement for one teacher?
No.
That's correct. That's correct.
No, let him answer.
Hold it, Dick.
I don't get it.
Let.
So, and we need to probably get that.
Right, we'll get the.
Yeah, we need to get some clarity on if that covers, how many teachers that covers. That I don't have an answer for. How many teachers that incentive actually applies to. I think the number is calculated in, is that right, Marge?
I thought that was part of the agreement and it was calculated in that first year, that the first year of the new contract would have that additional incentive that maybe was like 6 years ago, there was one.
Yeah, right. We had a whole, we had like five teachers or four.
Right.
We had quite a few.
So that additional $20,000 over year two and three would be put forth toward a number of retirements. It's part of that retirement incentive.
So how much per teacher?
We can get that for you.
Yeah.
Or do you still meet next Thursday or?
No.
Okay.
We're going to review this budget again at a supplemental hearing on January 20.
Yes, we'll make sure we have all of the details for that night.
So are those, the talks, are they public?
The negotiations for the contract?
No.
No.
But they'll have to be before people vote on this. The contract has to be presented, correct?
Yes.
Right.
I thought so.
And the contract will actually be posted online once it's ratified by both parties.
And you ratify it pending approval, correct?
It's online in Concord.
Yeah, I thought you ratify it pending approval of the voters.
Yes.
So there's, I don't think that there's anything secret, but I'm still confused. If I retire,
yes,
this coming year,
yes,
what is the total I get? Is it 45 or 25 or 30? What do I get for that extra incentive? Normally they get 30, but now they're going to get 55?
They're not going to get 50.
No.
Okay.
I think the highest it would be 40, but I would want to have someone email you that exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that it might be 40, but
we can certainly.
Okay, so if you could let us know, what's the, without this extra, what's the regular that everybody gets? I thought it was 25.
I thought it was 20.
Yeah, it's 25.
No, it's 20.
Yeah. And then, so this includes how much extra? That's all.
15 or whatever.
Right.
Okay.
15.
I believe the highest it would be 40, but we will clarify that.
Okay, good. Okay, so would you folks like to vote on this warrant article tonight, or do you want to wait until we get that information?
I move we recommend the warrant, first article.
Okay, is there a second?
I'm sorry, what problem?
Article one is just the going to the school board member.
Yeah.
So it's article two.
Article two.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, the first one that's on our paper here.
Yeah.
No, the first one on our paper is
the school board.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah.
We have to vote on that.
So article. So
article 02.
Yes.
I move
okay.
that we recommend that.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay.
Discussion. I don't know whether to vote on it when I don't.
Well,
know
at
what
this
we're
point,
on.
I'm gonna vote no because I don't
too.
Feel like I have enough information.
Yeah.
Not that I don't want to approve the teacher's contract,
right.
But I just feel like I'd like to understand exactly what's included,
yeah.
And we have a chance to vote
to
later.
Vote yes to get it
to change our vote
before it goes on the town report.
Yes.
in January at our supplemental meeting. We're gonna review all the warrant articles and the budgets. We have another chance. Change them again.
I guess you really can't say this is what the teachers were looking for. And this is what we're...
It was negotiated down from what they were originally looking for. I can tell you that.
But we can't.
I still think that it makes sense. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't want to give somebody extra money that was going to retire anyway, but at the end of the day, when you look at the salaries, it's if 25 grand, in a, just a math equation, 25 grand gets somebody to retire, and you bring in a new teacher. Like, I'm not saying this is what I want to happen in the school, but it seems like mathematically, just on a strictly numbers base, that's better for their budget.
If you bring in somebody
that's retiring off step,
and then somebody that's entering down here,
that's a big word.
Yeah, you're making up that, so it's, as, I don't, I mean, it sounds
I understand.
Cruel,
no,
like,
no,
I'm
I
not
understand.
Wishing people to be, well, actually, I hope we all get to retire happily and go early. I want to. So I, but then to be replaced by somebody economically more,
it seems to make sense. If that always happens, and 1 year I asked for how many teachers were in what column and what step.
Yeah.
And it wasn't what you might think it was. It wasn't that the retirees were at 60, 65 grand and the new ones coming in were at 20. That's not what was happening that year. I don't know what's happening.
I think
well,
our last
I mean,
four
what?
New hires that we had for retirements, I think it was, they're all first step.
First step. I mean, without a master's,
it might be four or five. Like they are
definitely lower step.
Yeah, they're bachelor's first step.
Oh, first or second, but they're certainly.
Oh, they're
lower
not masters. Okay.
They're lower than people who were at top.
Right, but by 25,000, I think is the question. I don't think that probably is the case. Maybe.
Yeah, but that's a. You can't look at it again. That's a really. Unfair way to look at it. One person makes,
I'm a teacher.
You're old Sue and I'm
can.
Young. You make 80
yes.
and I make 67.
Yeah.
I make 10 less than you. But you're gone now. So
right.
now I'm working.
So, like,
so every
year,
a 10 grand less this year, 10 grand next last year, 10
right.
grand. It's just, you got to look at it.
Oh, I know how it
just
works.
Just not 1 year.
No. I know how it works.
Okay. So are you ready to vote on the warrant article?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a motion to recommend this. All in favor? Okay.
Four. Do you do names?
Stephanie, yeah, we have to write it. Stephanie, Jody, Susan, Dick, and Todd. And all opposed?
And I'm with Lynn. I just need
Lynn
more information.
And Sue. So at this point,
thank you.
So
it's at this point, it's recommended by a vote of 5-2.
Yeah. So for budgeting purposes, you don't need to see the whole contract. We just need to know what the numbers represent.
We just want to...
That additional from
that,
year one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't... What the difference is.
Yeah.
We'll
you might
want to
see the contract,
well,
people.
On a personal level, you'd want to see the contract. But the financial for the budget committee portion, you just want the finance.
Well, I think the contract is financial, isn't it? The whole thing?
Well, there's...
I mean, there's some of it...
no, it's all
personal
all
days,
financial.
There's a lot of language, other language in it. But
well, some...
But it will be available
online.
So if you're interested,
you don't have
to look at it online.
Yeah, it'll be there, but for budget purposes, we just need to know.
We just need to know that 84,000, just a kind of a breakout, how much is regular increases and how much... is
absolutely.
It's like a 2% and this much retire.
And then how many teachers does that...
Can we request just a chart with what step and what column everyone's in? No names, just, although that's public knowledge, but public record. No names, just where they are, what step and column. You know, currently we have master's,
like how
step
many
three.
On bachelor's, step one, how many
exactly.
Yeah,
just,
we can do that. I mean,
HR must have it.
I think,
that
Phil
is public.
Had it.
It's public record.
It is.
But, yeah, we can get that to you.
It doesn't need a name, just numbers. Curious.
It shouldn't be.
Thank you very much.
We can, if needed, we can
need a vote on Article 2.
No, that's the budget, and we already decided to recommend what we recommended before.
So
okay,
Article 3 is Article 7 out.
Zero.
Actually, that's Article 3.
Six, 7 to 0.
Yeah.
Did we? We
voted. Not voted on.
We didn't vote. You're right. You're right. Okay. Is there
we
a?
We voted to keep it the same.
Yeah, we voted to keep it the same.
Technically, we voted the operating budget.
Yeah, we voted to keep it the same. And this is what it was.
Yes, we just
did. We did vote.
I thought we voted on two.
No, we did right before.
We voted on three.
At the beginning, we did this.
When we finished with this, we voted. Yeah, we did.
Three is what we did.
Okay. That concludes our business for tonight. We're going to recess this meeting. We're not going to adjourn it. Would somebody like to make a motion to recess?
I'll make a motion to suspend or recess the meeting.
Okay, and we meet again.
I'll second it if you need a second.
And Sue seconds.
1:14.
I killed this town.
No, 1:21.
Supplemental hearing is January 21st. And then we'll finish up. Okay, all in favor? Yoo-hoo, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, 7-0. Thank you very much.